time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to talk this morning with Kaughtwa County former football assistant coach Wayne McGowan, who has announced his retirement from that position. We'll talk all things football and other things with Coach Wayne McGowan this morning here on the Sideline Report. We do want to tell you, though, that we've got basketball action here on WPKY tonight. The Lady Tigers hosting Livingston Central out at the Cab. You can hear that game here on WPKY. And then coming up Friday night, the Butler Gym will host Kaughtwa County and Trigg County. It's a girls and boys doubleheader, a special event downtown at Butler. So we'll have those games for you Friday night as well right here on WPKY. Stay with us. We'll continue on the Sideline Report. Wayne McGowan will join us right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Joining us now in the studio, Wayne McGowan, Kaughtwa County former standout player and a longtime coach. And Wayne, thanks for coming in the show this morning.
Appreciate it, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Why did you decide to retire now?
I just felt like it was time. And talking to people who's retired from anything, say you'll know when it's time. Mm-hmm. So it was a good 28 seasons there, and saw a lot, learned a lot, and it was just come down to being a good time for me to do it.
That's a long time to coach.
It is. That's a long time to do anything, probably. I'm sure you have way more years than that in, Todd. You've been at this thing for a while, but yeah, it is. And it's a lot. It's a lot, but I'm not complaining. I've been blessed to be able to be around young men and hopefully positively impact them, and you know, all the relationships and everything that comes with 28 years of coaching football here at the school you played at and the town you lived and grew up is really special.
Now, you mentioned at the football banquet how many games you had coached. And
yeah.
Then I told you afterward, I'd seen all of those games.
That's pretty awesome. And there again, maybe we can sit down someday and check my math. But, yeah, I think it was over 320-something. And I think as a player and as a coach, it was pushed about 400-something, 400-something games.
Oh, wow.
Or something crazy. I don't know. But I've seen a lot in that stadium and in that facility out there, and you know, both sides of it as a player and, you know, as a coach so many years.
Well, going back to your playing days, and I think I told you this too, that you were the first person I ever interviewed when I was at the radio station the first time, because we had a little pregame segment where we'd go down and interview a player. And you were the first one.
That's pretty awesome. And, of course, your memory is way better than mine. And I don't quite remember it. But if you said you did it, I'm sure you did it. You know, I will agree to that. And that's been many moons ago.
Coach Pat Gates said it would be okay to come down and talk to somebody. And, you know, we picked you.
Of course he would say that. You know, he'd pawn that off on somebody else. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Todd, it was, you know, as a player here, it was great playing for Coach Gates and, you know, all the coaches I mentioned, you know, from my little league coaches all the way through. I just kind of sit around and thought of those guys some and just wanted to mention those men that was impactful in my life.
Now, how did you get interested in football to start with?
You know, around here, most of the time it's basketball because, I mean, you just pick up a basketball and just go play basketball by yourself or whatever, or a few guys.
It's tough to play football by yourself.
It is. It is. You got to have a pretty good imagination and, you know, be willing to tackle trees and such or whatever. But, yeah, just as a young kid, a little sandlot stuff, you know, with your buddies, trying to play football, you know, as youngsters and knocking each other around, knocking each other down or whatever. And it just, you know, and I mentioned the story about me going out when I was 9 years old, and I made a team, and of course I wasn't old enough to play. You had to be 10, obviously, and it just kind of, a fire just kind of, you know, was lit then, and, you know, I just enjoyed being out there that day. I just remember being in the Little League outfield running around and catching footballs, and I thought, man, this is pretty fun here.
And we didn't have the junior pro traveling teams back then.
Absolutely. And I mentioned that other night. We had the four teams when I came through. And I don't know, it's 15, 18 kids maybe, 16 kids on the team. And, you know, you played once, maybe twice a week. I can't remember exactly the schedule, but you'd play everybody probably twice. And that was your season.
Yeah.
And that was enjoyable to play against, you know, play against your buddies, of course, and you go to school and brag. Or you get beat, you don't get to brag. So. But it was very, you know, it was a really enjoyable time for me playing Little League football.
Yeah, you had the greens and the blues and the reds and the golds.
Yeah.
Those were the four teams I remember.
Yeah, when I came through Little League, those were the teams still. And I'm not sure when they changed. I think at one point they were actually NFL teams.
Yes.
They used.
They called like the Raiders and the Cowboys and the Rams and those.
So I don't know when that changed. But, yeah, when we came through and it was just the four teams, you know, those four colors.
Yeah, I remember that from back in the 80s, the colors. At some point in the 90s, I remember going out there and taking pictures for the newspaper.
Yeah.
And at that point, they had taken on the Raiders and those kind of
Cowboys,
I think, and those kind of teams.
I think Coach Allen had mentioned, I think he played in the era where they were the names of the NFL teams. I can't remember which team he said he played for, but, you know, some of those guys, just a little younger than me, I think, were the ones who were the first ones to play under the NFL names.
And I don't remember exactly when we became the Traveling Tigers.
No, I'm not sure when that happened. I know my oldest son, when he came through, all 4 years, third through, you know, sixth grades, he traveled, you know. So, and I think they were doing it before that even. So I don't know. Now that would have been a different experience back then to be able to take off and go play somewhere. But we played down at the Butler Field there, and it was enjoyable playing those Little League games inside the walls and everything, and just that whole mystique of the Butler Field.
Now, I think the junior pro thing has been largely good for Caldwell County football, especially when we had two teams in each age group. I thought that was great because we had so many kids that were just in the program and interested, and you had a lot of opportunity for people to play.
You did, and I think that's, you know, me sitting here saying that. I don't know exactly how all that is ran, and, you know, but anytime you can get more kids involved and keep them involved and interested in the game of football, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity to do the two teams, you know, in each grade level, then that'd be awesome. But sometimes, you know, those numbers are low and they just have to do what they have to do.
Yeah, it's tough, though, when you've got 40 kids and it's tough to play that many people. And, you know, you get better by playing. I mean,
yeah, you do. And the thing about that is you just never know how a kid's going to turn out. I've seen so many kids as eighth graders, freshmen, sophomores. You think, you know, this kid probably won't help us any. Then something happens, hormones and everything kick in at 16 and 17. You're like, you know, where'd this kid come from? And that's the, you know, that's the unfortunate thing in the junior pro or little league is when you have so many, like you said, on one team. And if you have 40 kids, you're probably not going to use half of, you know, 11 on defense, 11 on offense, and most of those kids are going to be the same kids.
Yeah.
But if you know, if you're able to split them, that's awesome, and you can split them up, and you know, a lot of kids are getting a lot of experience.
Now, you obviously remember which team you were on.
Yeah. Well, I was on the Reds. Yeah. And I mentioned, you know, Chuck Tandy coached, and Danny Cochran, Johnny Jaggers. Those couple years that I played on the Little League Reds, and you know, that was a neat experience. You know, just going out, putting a uniform on, putting a helmet on. I just loved doing all that stuff.
Now, how long did it take before you realized you were pretty good at playing football?
Of course, Todd, I don't like to boast or brag. I don't know. I did pretty good in Little League. Funny story, they put me at nose guard. I was so little, I guess, and, you know, kind of quick. And sometimes the guys would snap and I'd go between the center's legs or jump right between the guard and the center. And they would stop the game and tell me, you can't stunt. I was like, what is that? And I don't know what that is. He's hiking it to this guy, and that guy has the ball. But not quite that early. You know, maybe in my middle school days. I got a little more confident in the game, and I learned the game, and that made me more confident. You know, concepts, and you know, it wasn't very exotic back then. Back when we played football, but a lot of running the football. But once I figured out some things, and you know, I was confident in the game itself, and I could, you know, let things come to me more naturally.
Yeah. Who was the first person to say, "Wayne, take this football and run with it"?
Probably those little league coaches. Yeah. Probably those little league coaches back then. You know, those men were, you know, I think all played here at Caldwell, you know, so those guys been around football for some time and knew the game. And, that's just something natural. If a kid has good speed and, you know, can run the ball, and, you know, you just hand it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no secret in doing that. You know, if that kid can run it well, you hand that kid the ball.
Now, at what point did you kind of get into those roles as a running back, and you played some linebacker too, right?
I did. I mean, all the way through, I played probably in the secondary as middle school, played in the secondary some. But when I got to high school, I was, you know, the running back as well as played in the secondary some. Then I played inside and outside linebacker throughout my career there. And I enjoyed it all. I enjoyed it all. I never wanted to come off the field. I just feel like it made me stay in tune to the game. You know, I didn't go off to the side or whatever and get lost on the sideline or anything. So playing both sides of the ball was great. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing defense, maybe sometimes more than offense, you know. So I wasn't a big hitter or anything, but I like to try to hit people and, you know, try to get some hits back, I guess you could say. I get hit so much. But I really enjoyed playing defense.
Well, and playing both ways, that was just what everybody did
at
the time. You didn't think about, hey, I'm out here all the time. That's just everybody pretty much did that.
You did. It was just commonplace, and you were out there playing football. Yeah. That's what we knew. That's what we knew. It was very seldom that, you know, we could have five or six, eight guys on defense only or offense only. You know, it may have been one or two guys, three guys maybe, but most of the time, six, eight guys were playing both ways.
And you were on some pretty good teams at Caldwell County.
I was. My first 2 years, we kind of struggled. We were young and just hadn't found our way yet. But my last two seasons, we came around and, you know, playing young guys, as you know, you're going to gain experience.
Yeah.
And that paid off my last two seasons. We had some guys who had been playing since they were sophomores and some since they were freshmen. And we had a good mix of kids on the team. And my last two seasons were pretty good ones.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Wayne McGowan. He's retiring as Caldwell County football coach after, what'd you say, 28 years? Yeah. We're going to come back and talk more after this. Stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Hey, it's Tess. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We like playing games, but we love making winners.
Ah, look at you go, girl!
You did great, girl. You did wonderful.
You got it!
That is exciting.
Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us. Right. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9.
What station made you winner this morning?
WPKY.
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 WPKY in Princeton.
WPKY.
Go with the good old America. WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this Thursday morning. Caldwell County football coach Wayne McGowan in the studio with us. Wayne has announced his retirement from coaching, and we're catching up with Coach McGowan. And Wayne, you mentioned there during the break that you didn't really get to taste the playoffs as a player at Caldwell County.
Exactly. The years I played, 87 to 90, it was still set up where the top two teams in the district would move forward and play in the playoffs. And I'm almost positive the 91 season is when they implemented the four-team system. And, you know, like we were talking, we played two playoff games, I guess, that year, and which was really good. You know, it'd been a while since we played a playoff game at Caldwell at that point. But no, it wasn't able to do that, and I was talking, you know, my first 2 years, kind of thin. We didn't win many games, but my last 2 years, we were 7-4 my junior year, and 9-2 my senior year, and didn't make the playoffs either one of those years. Now we probably would have been the 3 seed both years, which, you know, that's. I mean, go play somebody's 2 seed, and we were pretty stout. I thought, you know, for 89 into the 90 seasons, I thought we had pretty stout teams.
That 9-2 team, I think, lost to Mayfield and Fort Campbell.
Yeah.
Those were both district games.
Yeah,
and I think both of those games were close.
Yeah, they were.
And if I remember correctly, at one point during that season, I think Mayfield was ranked number one in the state. We were number two, and Fort Campbell was like number four.
Yeah, I think we're all in the top five for a week or two or something weird. So this goes to show, and still this district can be pretty tough with us, Murray, Mayfield, Crittenden. You know, guys coming in, Todd and some of the Todd County, and some of those guys are going to be new to the district, but you sit there and look, you're like, you got Mayfield, you got Murray, you got us, you got Crittenden, you know. Like, man, it's still pretty stout right here in this 2A district.
It sure made those regular season games mean something, though.
Oh, absolutely it did. Yeah. Yes, it did.
So, the playoffs started the next year. We went to Butler County, and like we were talking, maybe the coldest football game I can remember. But we got to win.
Got to win. That's good. That's good. And got to win in the cold. And that was really good to kind of check off that box after some years of getting able to, team being able to play in the playoffs and advance their season.
Now, when you were playing high school football, were you thinking, hey, I want to play college football at some point? Or
not really, be honest with you. And I kind of mentioned that at the banquet the other night. I had my eyes set on going to the military. Had some cousins in the military and just kind of looked up to those guys, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to the Army, Marines, so I was going to go to the military of some sort. And the recruiter was calling kind of between my junior senior season years, and the recruiter would call, some other recruiter would call and whatever, and the letters were coming in and just those little recruiting letters. And I was like, well, let's maybe want to take a look at this. I don't know. And as my senior season started, and I had a pretty good senior season, more recruiters were calling, and you know, the action kind of picked up. And like I mentioned, Scott Pioli, and some may or may not know that name, but he was at Murray State at the time, and he was recruiting this area. And he made a few calls, and you know, I went down on a visit, and you know, I guess the rest is history. I guess I didn't even visit anywhere else.
So Murray State was it.
That was it. That's the only visit I took. I should have taken all the other ones just to go do stuff, but I didn't. I came back after that weekend, talked to Coach Gates about it, and by the end of that week, we'd contacted him, and you know, I'd committed.
I think a lot of people have probably heard that name, Scott Pioli.
Yeah, because they have.
Pretty famous later on in football circles.
Yeah, he was. He was at Murray for 2 years, like the '90 season and the '91 season. That's the only time he was at Murray. And the next spring, my first spring at Murray, he'd taken off at Christmas or January, and he was hired by the Cleveland Browns to be in their organization as player personnel director type job. And he stuck with that, and eventually ended up with the Patriots on some of those Super Bowl runs, and he was at the Chiefs. I think he ended up being the vice president of the Chiefs. I think second or third in command out there for a few years. And but some people may or may not have heard of that name. And he recruited me pretty hard and made it happen.
Murray State has had a lot of people come through there that went on to do some great things in football. And, of course, every time I'd go down to Murray and go downstairs, I'd look for that Al Giordano plaque on the wall.
Yeah, I remember seeing that a bunch. And I think there was a picture of Coach G in there doing something. I don't know. It was one of those, back in the day, those guys would jump and do all these weird shit. Yeah. It was a picture in there. I think he looked like he was just diving out on the ground or something. But that was pretty neat to see him there. And I could tell those guys, hey, this guy used to coach in my high school. Yeah. And, he was my history teacher my junior year. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, this is Coach G, and kind of told him the story about Coach G a little bit. But that was pretty neat to have a connection there. And, of course, he was in my corner, after he knew I was going to go to Murray. Yeah. So he was really pumped up. I remember talking to him some, and he was really excited for me.
I think there are probably a lot of people that had Coach G in the classroom that don't realize he was an All-American at Murray State. Yeah. In football, and that was after he played in the Brooklyn Dodgers organization.
Absolutely.
In baseball.
Yeah, so that's pretty remarkable. Pretty good athlete, apparently.
I mean, he went to spring training with the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's who gets to say that? Yeah. Who gets to say I did that? And unless you're really fortunate in which he was. And, apparently a pretty good player if they bring you to spring training and get a look at you. And But yeah, that's pretty neat to know he was All-American there. I don't know if he's the first All-American. I don't think he was the first All-American. I think he was a two-time All-American. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe, but yeah, he did his thing there at Murray State and put his mark on the program.
But like I said, a lot of names you remember. Were you there for Houston Nutt when he was the coach?
I was. My last two seasons.
Okay.
My first two seasons, it was the head coach was Mike Mahoney.
Yeah.
Which Coach Mahoney had been around Murray. I think that was his second stint there. I think he was there as a defensive coach early 80s maybe or somewhere and went out to – I think he went to Kansas for a while and coached and came back as the head coach for Murray State. So my first two seasons, 91-92, he was the head coach. And my last two seasons, Coach Houston Nutt was my coach. Yeah.
Now, what was the biggest difference playing college football after playing high school football?
It's kind of cliche, but it was the speed of the game. I know, you know, everybody, you say that, but until you're there and seeing guys who probably outweigh you by 30 pounds or something or 40 pounds, yeah. And, you know, you're trying to get away from these guys and they got a hold of you and you're like, whoa, this is different.
Yeah.
You know, this big rascal can run me down or be.
Because in high school, you're probably quicker than a lot of guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and going as a freshman and you're playing against men. I mean, those guys 21, 22, 23 years old and you're 17, 18 years old. You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And they've been in a program for 4 or 5 years, and they're physically bigger and stronger and got the experience of playing college football. So that did make a difference. That did make a difference.
And Murray State football was pretty good during that time.
Yeah, not too bad. There again, we were a little thin when I was there, but when Coach Nutt came on, he started the building that program back up. And you can look back, and I think the season or two after I was out of there, they won the OVC, and you know, I think they played in the playoffs a couple years there. And but yeah, pretty good teams there. A lot of good friends on those teams. You know, those younger guys there again. It was younger guys. My senior and junior seasons. You know, those freshman sophomore kids he'd recruited out of Arkansas and Oklahoma and different places like that came in, and they were really good football players. And you know, those guys gained all that experience as youngsters, and you know, it showed when they were, you know, juniors and seniors how well they were playing.
I just remember they always said that Coach Nutt would go around campus and kind of, you know, not beg, but, you know, ask students to, you know, come to the football game.
He would. He was, I don't know how to describe him sometimes, but yeah, he was out there and he was going to frat houses and parties and, you know, he'd have a megaphone sometimes and he'd stop a party and invite kids to the game, tell them come out and support us and all that. So he was a good advocate for the whole program, for the whole school, really. I tell you something else he did. Down at Murray State, they have something called All Campus Sing, and it's a program in the spring where mainly fraternities, sororities, groups on campus, they come and do a skit or something or sing kind of in the quad area over there at Murray. And he had us out there singing. So we learned the fight song and all that.
Oh, wow.
So we put our jerseys on, walked across campus, and we went over there to do some singing, which it wasn't very good, but we tried.
I bet everybody enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, it was different. It was different. Nobody expected it, I'm sure.
We're talking this morning with Wayne McGowan. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. If an auction is something necessary in your future, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. Planning your financial future takes focus and a commitment to doing the right things on a consistent basis.
I'm Travis Perry. Playing basketball is a lot like that, setting goals and having enough discipline to execute the plan to reach those goals.
That is where our team comes in. That trusted partner that can keep you focused on your goals. So 59 for 59 from the corner?
Yes, sir. Sounds right.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training.
Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lacks with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in today. Wayne McGowan in the studio with us this morning. And Wayne, we mentioned your time there at Murray State. At what time during all this playing did you think, hey, I might want to coach one day?
Kind of had it in the back of my mind the whole time I was there in college, and didn't know exactly if I would or if I could, but you know, things worked out and I was able to come back home and get a job. And I think Coach Tomick had retired, I guess it's either after the sometime after the 96 season, I think, is when he retired. Obviously he did, because the next spring, 97, is when I was hired before the season started. So and that seems some time ago. You're talking about 1997. So, and coming in and being able to coach with the guys who coached you in high school was pretty special. And I just think the bug kind of bit me then. This was fun. I enjoyed it. Learning from these guys, learning the game of football, and as you can see, I stuck with it for a little while.
Well, and one of the amazing things about Caldwell County football is you go back to the 80s, there hasn't been a whole lot of turnover on the football coaching staff.
Exactly. And just the history of the program,
right,
itself.
Yeah.
If you look at it overall, Coach Clayton, Coach G, Coach Gates, then Coach Hatchell, and Coach Gates. You met 1 year he came back.
Coach Barnes.
So, and then you're looking at, I don't know, over 60 years of Caldwell County football, I guess. 54.
50. Yeah, so you're talking 71 seasons.
So,
now,
I'm way off. So you're talking six, seven coaches, which isn't bad. And you look at two of the coaches, Coach Gates, Coach G, I think were 17, 18 seasons or something like that. So, you know, a lot of longevity in one guy to be the head coach.
Well, it was interesting this past season. Union County's head coach set their all-time wins record for a head coach, but it was 60-something.
Oh, wow.
And when you look at Caldwell County's history, Coach Clayton had 117 wins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Coach Gates had 117 wins. Coach Barnes had 110.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he hadn't have died before the 2019 season, he was going to break that all-time record. So those are just amazing numbers.
It is. And, you know, talking three head coaches with 100-plus wins in one program. So that's pretty remarkable. That's pretty remarkable to have. You can probably do the history on it. It's going to be it's going to be certain schools. It's going to be a special school going to have that.
You know, I'm sure Mayfield has big numbers.
Probably
You know, Fort Thomas Highlands.
Probably.
Tillman's.
See, you're talking about, you're talking about teams who've done, you know, a lot of winning over a lot of years. And but here at Caldwell County, that's really special.
Yeah.
Three head coaches, 100-plus wins.
Yeah, just going back to 54. So
It's not like we've been here 100 years in Caldwell County. So, you're right.
That's some big deals. And, you know, you got to be head coach 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
it said interim head coach, but I'm not sure why it really said interim head coach, because you were the head coach that year.
Right, and unfortunately, the way that turned out, I was named interim for that season, and that, you know, and I mentioned this other night, it was a really tough season. You didn't know what to turn or who to talk to for a couple, 3 days there, and then us, whoever was left on the staff, we knew we had to get this thing going for these kids. And, you know, we sat down as a group out the field house one day and kind of went through what we were going to do moving forward and how we were going to attack the season. And, you know, we were able to have a really good season that year. We did. And I don't know if it was playing on emotion, which you have to have emotion in this game to be able to go out there and do that. And it was just something special in an unfortunate situation. It was a special season.
Yeah, I think everybody wanted to make sure they didn't let Coach Barnes down.
Right.
So everybody
right.
really brought it that season.
Yeah.
Even though he died, you know, the week before the season started.
Yeah.
He was still there that season.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He was still there in a sense. And I guess kind of lingers around, because you know, you bring a person up and you talk about them, you still, to me, they're still a part of it. They're still here in some form or fashion. And it wasn't a day or two that we were talking about Coach Barnes in the field house, on the field, going to a game, after a game. What would he have thought? You know, would he have liked this game?
Yeah.
Or, you know, he would have really enjoyed this game. You know, so, you know, I guess as his assistants, we, you know, were loyal to him, and we wanted to kind of keep him in the system, in the program some way. And, you know, that's why he's mentioned so much.
Did Coach Barnes mess with you guys as much as he messed with me?
Probably not, Todd.
Because he would always tell me some story, and then he'd watch me twist and turn for five minutes, and then he would just start laughing.
Yeah,
I'm like, you got me again.
That was his thing. And there again, like I said other night, he was kind of a quiet, private person, but if once you got in his circle, then, you know, you're good to go, so to speak. But yeah, he would pull some fast ones on some people. Now he loved to let people squirm and then bust out laughing. Yeah. Like you said, he'd get that laugh, he'd get the grinning and giggling and everything. So yeah, but that was one of his trademarks.
I'll always remember the Christian County game, which was the first game of the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and look at the stats from that game, we had no business winning it.
I know,
but we did. We beat Christian County.
We did.
But it was weird, because it was a really tough week, and you know, Christian County was great that week, and they came over, and it was a battle on the field. I mean, people were talking. I mean, it was a great football game. But after the game, even though Christian County lost, when I watched their kids and their coaches, it almost felt like they were glad we won, which is something I don't know if I've ever experienced that before.
And at the time, Coach Lovelace, Steve Lovelace, was the head coach there, and we'd communicated, you know, as a staff, and he and I just kind of talking about the game Friday, and I don't know if we even watched any film from scrimmages, or I feel like that week was kind of a blur, but I think we got together as a team and practiced some a little bit on Wednesday, a little bit on Thursday, it feels like. Maybe just Thursday.
Yeah.
We may have just came together on that Thursday and just ran through some things and just to get ready for the Friday night's game. But, yeah, you know, Christian County crew and Coach Lovelace, they were all good. And it was a good battle on the field. It was a good football game. And you just didn't know how we were going to come out, you know, going through what we'd gone through from Friday up to that Friday in a week's time. A lot had happened. So we just didn't know what to expect. But, you know, our kids came out and played well. They really did. They really came out and played well, had some good leadership on that team, and, you know, steered the younger guys in the right direction, and we ended up having a great season.
Time gets away from you, because – that's been 5 years now.
It has been. It has been a handful of years already, and you know, time just keeps trucking right along, and things happen, and you make memories, and you know, hope they're all good memories.
We're talking this morning with Wayne McGowan. Need to get to one more timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Kaw County Football Assistant Coach Wayne McGowan, who has announced that he is retiring as coach at Caldwell County. And, Wayne, what are you going to do with your time now?
I keep telling people, I'm not going to do a whole lot of anything for some time. I don't know. This is pretty neat just to say you're retired and you start a job or a career. That's probably the last thing you're thinking about is being able to retire. But, of course, I like to be outdoors doing things. I've already been doing a little fishing already. So just let this weather get a little bit better. I can get out and garden a little bit and just kind of take it easy, take a bit deep breath, and I don't know if I'm gonna get anything serious work or anything, but you know, an opportunity may come up. I don't know, but for right now, I'm enjoying it.
Now, when you think of your time as a coach at Caldwell County, what's kind of the highlights?
Oh man, it's you would think all the state championship, which it is, the runner-up run, it is. Those are very good, you know, highlights, but some of those thin teams, you know, this year's team, these kids battled back after having a bad season, one win.
Yeah.
But they, for the most of them, you know, we had most of those kids back this year, and those kids battled, and that was really enjoyable. Those are the highlights you take away from it for me, seeing kids who were, you know, down and out and then bounce back. That's always a great highlight, see a young person be able to bounce back.
This past year's team ended up 5-7. I think that team was a lot better than that. And, yeah. And I've kind of used this to justify the record. If we'd played an average Caldwell schedule, mm-hmm. go back over the last 70 years mm-hmm. and just put an average schedule that we typically play, mm-hmm. I think this year's team is probably closer to 7-5,
yeah.
maybe 8-4 than it is to 5-7.
You're probably
this year's schedule is pretty tough.
Yeah, we had a pretty tough schedule, so to speak. and there's so much learning from playing tough schedules. Playing, you know, teams who are bigger and the bigger schools, you know, you just hope that you do that and you don't have teams or kids get down on themselves because we're playing these bigger schools. You may not be able to compete as well. So it's kind of a fork in the road deal, you know, once you play 5A, 6A, 6A, 5A teams. Are we going to get better? We're going to use this for good, or we're just going to go in the dumps?
Yeah.
And I felt like this year we used it for good. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know, watch a lot of film against those better teams. We move the ball, we'd stop people. You know, just at some point, it just run out of gas sometimes. But we did a lot of good things against those big teams.
Well, if you don't compete against those teams, you don't beat Crittenden County and Trigg County and Fort Campbell later.
I truly believe that. I truly believe that. You know, if you play the average teams all year, and you know those three teams you mentioned, they can come get you. You know, at any point, you know, because they're going to have guys who play pretty well, coach pretty well, and you know teams like that they'll come beat you, bud, if you're not ready to play.
How many players have you coached? Did you think about? Woo, did you try to add that up?
That's something I didn't think about. I'll probably have to. Maybe you have it on record from all the teams from '97 to 2024. Maybe we can find a picture or something of each team. I don't know.
There was a couple of years where we had about 75 kids on the team.
I know. You're right. You're right. And those 2010s decade. I don't know. We were digging out, finding something, and we found a roster. And I think we had 72 kids listed on a roster one time. I don't know what year, 2011, 12, somewhere in there, 13. So that was really good. I mean, we didn't have space in the locker room for everybody. We're sharing lockers, which was a good thing. You know, I kind of felt it had so many in there, and they were all pretty close-knit kids. And we had some big teams in those years, and I don't have a clue how many kids. That would be something interesting to try to find out.
Well, and some great players, and I hate to start naming people, but, you know, Gerald Fuqua on that 98 team, and man, that team was loaded. We thought that team was going to be pretty good, and then later on there's a Mr. Football with Elijah Sindelar. Jalen Boyd was, you know, a talent at running back. Those kids had to be fun to watch.
They were really fun to watch, really good relationships with those kids, really fun to be around them and to coach them. You didn't have to do a whole lot of coaching with kids like that. Just, you know, I always said to myself, just don't mess them up. You know, just don't do anything to mess them up. You know, let them do their thing. And sometimes they'd ask some questions. And you speak of those three type kids right there. They knew the game, and they were competitors. They knew the game, they were competitors. So if you chimed in with something, it better have been something good. You know, because, you know, for me anyway, I don't know about the other guys, but for me, I just let them play and don't mess them up.
And you got to play coach under several different head coaches. So how did that change through the years, just going to practice and seeing the way different guys did things?
Yeah, and it was – the big change came between, you know, Coach Gates to Coach Barnes, because everything we did as a player, I did as a coach with Coach Gates. You know, we ran the same type of offense. Defensively, it was a little bit different, but – the same coaches were there, and concepts and things were about the same as a player and a coach. When Coach Barnes came in 2006, everything changed. You know, we went to a spread offense exclusively, shotgun exclusively. So that was really different. Now, we tinkered with a little bit of shotgun stuff with Coach Gates, but the spread offense, everything was coming out of the shotgun. You spreading guys out. Trying to find matchups, you know, one-on-one matchups. And, you know, a lot of people watched us play over all those years and thought we just threw it all the time with the screen games and whatever. But I think we had a 2,000-yard rusher in this offense, you know. So, and then you have, you know, I don't know what Rodney rushed, 1,800 or something. I don't know, Rodney Bell had some good years in this offense. Yeah. Brandon Sigler had good as a running back in this. Everybody thought, well, y'all just throw it around all the time. Well, then we go back and look, and it's 52-48 run pass, you know, and like, oh, goodness, you know. So, but yeah, that was the big change. That was the big change. You talk about concepts, you had to learn concepts, really, really learn concepts, especially with the screen game and the passing game. You know, the run game didn't, you know, we didn't have but four or five run plays in this offense, you know, so it was simple run game stuff, but the passing game, you really had to learn your concepts, and it put the running back in pass protection a little bit more, so, you know, it was a big change.
Yeah, you talk about people saying that we just threw the ball all the time. Coach Barnes was uncanny with his play calling mm-hmm. that you'd go to halftime and you'd look and we would have run 34 plays mm-hmm. and it'd be 17 runs and 17 passes.
I know. It's always really, really close there, 50-50, you know, which that's great. And yeah, it just worked out that way. Yeah. But as a spectator or somebody who's not right there knowing what we're doing, you think, man, they just throw the ball all the time. They just throw the ball. I heard that so much the first 5 or 6 years. But I'm thinking we're putting up numbers. We're you know, guys are rushing the ball like crazy. You know, so it was just different, and you know, people kind of had to get used to it, like any change. Yeah. But as you can see, we had a lot of success.
Well, even Louisville DeSales tonight, mm-hmm. we beat them in the state semifinals. their players kind of said after the game, we thought they just threw the ball all the time.
Just threw it. And Jalen's still running.
Yeah.
He still can't tackle him.
What did we score, 50-something points
something
that night?
Something crazy, I mean, he put 20-something up before they knew it was a ball game, I think. And you know, Jalen's running all over the place, and Tez catching balls. And, you know, so we were at those guys pretty quick, and they didn't know what hit them.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I hate to see anybody go, but I do. You know, I'm glad for you. You're getting to retire. And, you know, if you want to go fish, if you want to go walk, you get to do all those things.
Absolutely.
But I will miss you on the sideline.
Well, I appreciate it, Todd. Appreciate all what you do and WPKY and how you follow our kids and put our kids out there and represent our county and our city well. And it's great to have somebody who's willing to go out and show our kids off. And you guys do a great job here at WPKY.
One more question. Who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm going to say the Chiefs until somebody can beat them. You know, we'll get on that a little bit. But those guys hadn't been typical Chiefs, I guess, this year. But finding ways to win by 3 or 4 points here or there. And you know, you don't want Mahomes having the ball at the end of the ball game. So
for real.
He's really proven himself, that's for sure. So until somebody else can beat those guys, I'm going to say the Chiefs.
You know, I kind of like to see Saquon get a championship.
That would be awesome. It would.
What a season that guy's had.
Yes, yes.
I really thought the Bills were going to get the Chiefs this time.
I know it. I know
but
it.
But it didn't happen. I know it. Kansas City's back in the Super Bowl. So
again, yeah. So it'll
be interesting.
It will be. Can't wait.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
I really appreciate
it.
Thanks for having me.
Wayne McGowan with us this morning on the Sideline Report. Don't forget, we've got basketball action here on WPKY tonight. Lady Tigers hosting Livingston Central out at the Cab, and we'll have that game here on WPKY. And then coming up Friday night, we're at the Butler Gym, Kaw-Kaw County hosting Trigg County for a girls and boys doubleheader, and we'll have those games for you here on WPKY as well. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.